はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、ハリファックス。
ヨシです。
ジュンです。
Peter here. Beginner lesson number 118. As always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. In the previous lesson, we brought you Sister Sisters, an informal conversation between two sisters. Today, we'll be talking about brothers, an informal conversation between two brothers. To help us out today, we have in the studio Jun-san and Yoshi-san.
Konnichiwa.
In today's lesson, we'll be introducing the negative imperative. As always, we're going to go through the conversation one time full speed, one time slow, and then with the translation. So please listen to the following lesson, see what you can pick up. With that said, here we go.
Nii-chan, chotto ii?
Heya ni hairu na!
Nande? Dou shita no?
ああごめん、今機嫌が悪いんだ。
どうしたの？
彼女が他の男とデートするんだ。あの浮気者、結婚したかったのに。
大丈夫大丈夫、泣くな兄ちゃん。気にしない気にしない、東京に女の人はいっぱいいるから。
え、ってここは青森じゃないか。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
兄ちゃん、ちょっといい？
部屋に入るな。
なんで？どうしたの？
ああ、ごめん。今、機嫌が悪いんだ。
どうしたの？
彼女が他の男とデートするんだ。あの浮気者、結婚したかったのに。
大丈夫。大丈夫。泣くな、兄ちゃん。気にしない、気にしない。東京に女の人はいっぱいいるから。
え、って、ここは青森じゃないか。
次は、ピーターさんの英語が入ります。
兄ちゃん、ちょっといい？
Hey, brother, do you have a second?
部屋に入るな。
Don't enter the room.
なんで？どうしたの？
Why? What happened?
ああ、ごめん。今機嫌が悪いんだ。
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in a bad mood now.
どうしたの？
What happened?
彼女が他の男とデートするんだ。
My girlfriend is going out with another guy.
あの浮気者、結婚したかったのに。
That cheater. I wanted to marry her.
大丈夫大丈夫、泣くな兄ちゃん。
It's alright, it's alright. Don't cry, brother.
気にしない気にしない、東京に女の人はいっぱいいるから。
Don't worry, don't worry. There are tons of women in Tokyo.
え、ってここは青森じゃないか。
Huh? Is here not Aomori? Jun-san, let's ask Yoshi-san what he thought of today's conversation.
Yoshi-san,今日の会話はどう思いましたか？
この最後のところが面白いですね。東京にはたくさん女の人がいるけど、ここは青森だからいないだろうって。
English, please.
I like the last part of the conversation where the little brother says, Oh, you know there's lots of women in Tokyo. But the big brother says, But this is Aomori right here.
I like that part too.Yeah, this is a good conversation and very rich with content. Okay, let's take a quick look at today's vocabulary.
Nii-chan.
A casual way to call an older brother can be used either by a younger brother or a younger sister.
Nii-cha-n. Nii-chan.
When the prefix o is attached, making
o-nii-chan.
And when the o is attached, it's usually used by elderly people orextremely young people to refer to a young man. Very casual way of addressing them.
You know, you can also call those young men as ni-chan.
Without the o.
Right, but it's very, very, very casual way to call them.
Next we have
機嫌
mood, feeling.
機嫌、機嫌。
Next,
青森
place name, northernmost prefecture on the Honshu Island.
青森。
Next,
泣く
to cry.
泣く、泣く。
Next,
気にする
to mind, to worry.
気にする、気にする。
Now let's take a closer look at today's dialogue. What we're going to do is really get into how things are being used inside the dialogue. What's the first line? What does the little brother start off with?
兄ちゃん、ちょっといい?
What's the first part of that sentence? Give it to us one more time.
兄ちゃん。
Now this is a casual way of calling an older brother, right?
Right.
This is followed by?
ちょっといい?
The first word.
ちょっと。
A little. Followed by?
いい?
Good. A little good? Now if you take this literally, it doesn't make much sense.
No.
But we have to take it in context. Let's take a look at the polite version. This will probably help us out a little more. What's the polite version, Yoshi-san?
ちょっといいですか?
Is it a little good? In English, if someone said to you, is it a little good? It may not make sense, but if you kind of think abstract, a little good is all right. Let's see what happens here. Is it all right? If we turn it into this, it works pretty well. Hey brother, is it all right? In the context of, is now a good time? Is now all right? Do you have time now? You hear this expression a lot. Here we have informally, and it's the intonation that shows that this is a question. But the original question is, Yoshi-san, one more time, the polite question.
ちょっといいですか?
Is it all right now? So many times in an office, you'll hear one coworker ask another coworker.
ちょっといいですか?
Is it all right now? Which is a close little translation, but can be interpreted as, do you have a moment? Do you have a second? Can you spare a minute? Basically asking the listening party if now is an opportune time. Okay, this is followed by Jun-san.
部屋に入るな。
Don't enter the room. And this is an order. This is extremely strong Japanese. Yoshi-san, how strong is this Japanese?
It's as strong as the rock. It's pretty strong.
For example, Yoshi-san, if you spoke in this manner to someone you don't know, what are some possibilities that could happen?
I'm sure the person would get confused first. Then we might get in a fight.
If this is inside a company, it may be okay. But yeah, if you're using orders when speaking to people you don't know, it's extremely strong language and we cannot recommend it. But you should know about it. This grammatical construction is quite easy. You simply add na to the plain form of any verb. Here we have
入るな.
The verb 入る, to enter, and then we simply attach
な,
making it don't enter. This is quite different than the na you will hear male speakers use at the end of sentences. This is not related. Sometimes you hear na in the same instance, but you have to judge by context and intonation because the male na is usually dragged a bit longer, whereas this is simply cut off, one syllable. Don't enter the room. This is followed by?
なんで?
Why? And?
どうしたの?
What happened? The second phrase, again, is an interpretation. Let's look at the literal meaning. Give us the expression one more time.
どうしたの?
First part is?
どう?
How? Second part?
した.
Past of to do, did. How did? Finally?
の.
And this is a common particle added to the end of questions in informal Japanese. So let's just look at the first part. How did? While this is a little translation, it should be interpreted as what happened. This is followed by?
ああ、ごめん。
Oh, I'm sorry.
今、機嫌が悪いんだ。
I'm in a bad mood now. What's the new vocabulary word in there?
機嫌。
Mood. Feeling. In the dialogue, of course, we had in a bad mood. How do we say in a good mood?
機嫌がいい。
Are there any other expressions we can use with this?
上機嫌。
Good mood. Then the next line of the dialogue we had?
どうしたの?
Again, what happened? How is it that you're feeling bad?
彼女が他の男とデートするんだ。
My girlfriend is going out with another guy. Now, give us the last part of this sentence one more time.
するんだ。
Give us the last part of the previous sentence you gave us. Not the last sentence, but the previous one you gave us. I'm feeling bad. I'm in a bad mood.
今機嫌が悪いんだ。
Both these sentences end in?
んだ。
んだ。Again, informal male speech. This is a common pattern for males to use ending sentences with
んだ
in informal Japanese. Followed by?
あの浮気者。
That cheater. What's the word we have in here?
浮気者。
Flirt. Cheat. This is followed by?
結婚したかったのに。
I wanted to marry her. Jun-san, I want to marry. Japanese?
結婚したい。
I wanted to marry.
結婚したかった。
At the end of the sentence we have?
のに。
This particle accentuates the fact that the subject wanted to do something. He wanted to marry her, but now it's over. And it's often found with the past tense of desire, wanting to do something, but it didn't happen. This is followed by the younger brother, consoling his older brother with
大丈夫、大丈夫。
It's okay, it's okay. Notice here we only have the word all right, but it is a standalone sentence. It's all right is inferred. We don't need the copula here to complete the sentence. Although the Japanese is only all right, it's interpreted as it's all right, it's all right. Followed by
泣くな。
Again, the order. Don't cry. Verb in the dictionary form plus
な。
And here, as their family members and the context of this conversation they're having works out. But again, you have to be really careful, even inside your family, about throwing around these orders. Next sentence.
気にしない、気にしない。
Don't worry. Don't worry. Now, it's not an order here. And this is based off the expression
気にする。
To mind, to worry. Break it down.
気にする、気にする。
And here it's the opposite. 気 can be interpreted here as feeling. Don't feel something towards what's happening. And can be interpreted as don't worry about it. Don't feel something towards it. Then we had...
東京に女の人はいっぱいいるから。
Because in Tokyo, there are tons of women. Again, here, から comes at the end of this sentence. Because. This is followed by?
で、ここは青森じゃないか。
Is here not Aomori? Is the literal translation. But it's interpreted as, here is Aomori, right? This じゃないか。Acts as a tag question. So the statement is, ここは Aomori. Here is Aomori. じゃないか acts as a tag question, throwing it back to the listeners. Isn't it right? Throws it back to the listeners. Now we'll have more about this inside the PDF. So stop by JapanesePod101.com. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post. Lots of information inside the PDF, lots of stuff in the Learning Center to bring it all together. All right, that's going to do it for today.
またね。
またね。